Greetings to all economic activists. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you're doing well. Today, we're going to discuss one of the fundamental topics in business. As one of the agency managers at Aura Branding, I've had numerous experiences regarding people's mindsets, beliefs, and attitudes. I've seen, heard, and felt them. And I have many reasons to believe why some people succeed while others fail in different areas. One of the most important factors is mindset, your beliefs about everything that happens to you. Beliefs influence your choices, motivate you to take action, and drive you to move forward. All of your activities produce some results. Some results are weak and don't meet expectations, while others are truly remarkable and yield excellent outcomes. But why is that? We all have the 24 hours in a day during which we spend about 6, 7, or 8 hours resting. What are we doing with the remaining time? On average, if we examine a satisfaction sample, we see that we all spend a third of our lives sleeping. So, what are we doing with the other two-thirds? What is it that makes a 30-year-old completely satisfied with their life, while a 60-year-old might be asking, "What should I do?" The question is, what's happening here? How are these people using their time? You might think some are using their time well and others are working hard, but this raises the question. Why aren't others doing the same? If you say the key to success is effort, then why aren't those who understand this putting in the effort? If you ask me, I would say that it's not just about effort. I can name at least 20 or 200 people who aren't particularly hardworking, yet they have good incomes and satisfying lives. So, if I were to say that everything depends on effort, I'd say no, that's not the case. And if you insist that success is based on effort, then I'd ask, what made someone hardworking? What did they see that you didn't, leading them to put that effort? It comes back to beliefs and mindsets, your beliefs about all matters and issues. For some, money might be everything, and they believe they can achieve a lot with it. For others, money isn't everything, and they believe they'll achieve their goals through other means. These are beliefs. These are mindsets. Beyond these discussions, I want to share a key point with you today regarding being solution-focused versus problem-focused, or let's say solution-oriented or problem-oriented. Which one are you? What do you see? I've lived with successful people many times, and sometimes I've noticed which may or may not have caught your attention is that successful people are solution-oriented, okay? When something happens to them, they look for ways to overcome the obstacles. But problem-focused people focus on the problems. If you ask them why they aren't successful, they can list a whole bunch of reasons. For example, in business, they might say, "My customers are not too good. They're fake." Or, "I don't have good suppliers. I can't get the products I need. The prices aren't ideal. There is no stability." They constantly point out problems. And what's interesting is that in all problems, they never point to themselves. They never say that they themselves are the problem. It's always others, the authorities, the president, the country, blah, blah. Everyone and everything is at fault except for this problem-focused individual. I even believe that if you place these people in the best societies, they would still identify problems. These people are the best at identifying issues. If someone is really looking to find solutions to problems, they should hire this person to simply identify problems, because they're not capable of solving them. They can only find them. There's a beautiful saying from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the easiest thing to do is criticize. It's very easy to criticize anything. For instance, they might say, if only Arad was like this, or if only Arad did that. They constantly sit and analyze everything and others, wishing, thinking that they were different. They never say, if only I weren't useless, or if only I did this. These wishes are always for others. If only my customers were better, or if only the customers bought for me. Please set aside these wishes and focus on yourself. Listen to what successful people have to say. There are countless motivational clips and success stories on Instagram. Listen to their speeches. Successful people, like the owners of large companies, all have speeches. When you listen to them, you'll see that they're focused on themselves. They acknowledge that problems exist, but they ask themselves, what have we done about these problems? They are solution-oriented, and they look for ways to address issues. For instance, they might say, we faced this problem in our business, but we did this to overcome it. However, if you ask someone why they aren't successful in their business, they might say, it's because of that problem. And we say, okay, that problem exists, but what did you do about it? They might respond, oh, if that's the case, then I didn't do anything. This is what I want to emphasize. Why do you think that successful people have never faced problems? They've had more problems than you. Is it possible to succeed without overcoming challenges? No. All successful people have overcome a series of challenges, except for a few who may have had corrupt advantages, and we don't want to talk about them. We are not concerned with them. A person who stands on their own two feet and makes an effort, we're talking about them. Did they never face problems in their business? They might say, they tried to make things difficult for me, but what did I do about it? How did they overcome that obstacle? You should see this. Understand this. I need to identify the solution to the problem, find it, and implement it. If I do it, will others do it too? Of course not. No. 90% of people who fail in business don't even bother to find a solution. Even if they identify the problem, they don't try to solve it. They just say, this was the problem. And then we gave up and we died. Unfortunately, we've become accustomed to seeing the glass half empty, as if the half full part is just a marketing slogan. I often talk to people and ask, why haven't you convinced any of your 100 clients to buy from you? They respond, the clients are weak, they're like this or like that. I ask, out of 100, how many are like that? They might say, out of 100, maybe 30, 40, or at most 50. I say, all right, I completely understand. Let's not even debate whether you're right or wrong. What about the other 50 who didn't have this problem? Why didn't you close a deal with them? If you are an amateur manager, you'll immediately accept this excuse and be doomed to failure. But if you analyze the situation, look for solutions and think to yourself, 50% of the clients were not problematic. What did you do with them? They might say, well, because the other 50% were like that, I didn't bother following up with the real clients. What kind of analysis is this? Some people say, because two clients were bad, I gave up on the rest. This is a wrong belief, a wrong strategy. All successful people follow this strategy. They look at the remaining glass half full. We come up with countless whys for ourselves and doom ourselves to failure. If you had two good clients and they didn't bring in money, they look for solutions and see your own flaws. Are all customers good? No. There are bad ones too. Are all people good? No. There are both good and bad. It's a gray area. You see, there are both. You, as a checker, need to sit down and figure out who is good and who is bad. What benefits do you get from the good ones and what benefits from the bad ones? Don't the bad ones have any benefit? Yes, they do. Who says they don't? Look at history. Bad people have existed and collaborated with good ones to achieve results. Who says it was impossible? Who says help can't be provided? You can use everyone, just use them correctly, okay? So, let's agree with ourselves that even if the glass is half empty, part of it is filled with water. What did you do with that part? I ask, why aren't you selling? They might say, well, I only have 10 clients. I ask, what did you do with those 10? I'm not asking why you don't have thousands of clients. My question is, what did you do with the 10 you have? These are 10 human beings, right? 10 living beings that we've placed at your disposal. What did you do with them? You found them and now you have to respond yourself. You say they were supposed to get back to you. So, what did you do after that? My question is exactly about you. Why don't you have a solution? Why aren't you solution focused, solution oriented? Why are you always focused on the problems, on the others? Why do you always look for faults in others? Successful people don't behave the way you do. So, this is the best behavior of the unsuccessful people. The unsuccessful ones have exactly the same strategy and mindset and conversations with themselves. Let's say the monologues that I just mentioned. They always say, it's others. It's always others. It's not me. So, let me summarize. Develop the habit of being solution focused and accept this. Problem, they exist and they will always exist. Why do you think everything has to be perfect for you to succeed? Many people, when they see a successful company, they think, I wish I were the CEO of that company. But that CEO built the company from the ground up, nurtured it like a child. Now that the company is established and thriving, you wish it were yours? If you want something like that, then build it yourself. Why do you think it's too late to start? Why do you think you can't create something new? You have good ideas. If you believe you can be a better manager, then start. For success, beyond mere effort, the path you take is much more important. You need a mentor to guide you, to tell you what not to do, to warn you when you're heading in the wrong direction. The path you're on may not lead to the outcome you're hoping for or you're dreaming of. Sometimes what you want can only be achieved through a different approach. These are the mistaken beliefs I mentioned earlier. You think that if you do something a certain way, it will yield a certain result. But how do you think and how do you know that the outcome will be what you expect? Have others succeeded in this exact way before you? If you want to succeed, listen carefully and commit to following advice for 1 or 2 years. Do exactly what you're told, and we guarantee you'll see results. I'm not asking you to be a blind person. No. Many thousands have followed this advice before you and succeeded. Those who didn't listen have failed, and now they're too embarrassed to admit it. So, listen to the advices, put it into practice, and you'll see that life will unfold the way you want it to be. Keep working hard, keep learning, and soon you'll have your own brand, your own successful business. You'll also learn that whenever you encounter problems in the future, you'll find solutions and won't give in to failure. That's the key to success. I hope you'll listen carefully to these lessons, learn from them, and put them into action. I hope a very great life ahead of yours. Thank you very much. Goodbye.